Hello, this is Tori from Our Given Purpose, and today's article is Truth on a Thursday. Bible reading is Colossians chapter 3, verses 1 through 17. One morning, I looked in the mirror and didn't like what I saw. The wrinkles, skin demarcations, fat cell deposits were all things I looked at with hatred. I hated my body and myself. I wasn't good enough and felt ashamed. I had let other people define what I thought of the body God had given me. I needed to get help, but didn't know where to go. I was diagnosed with depression, but did not take the medication because I allowed someone else to tell me I should not. The things I enjoyed doing with others became unbearable. If I got up the courage to join in, my heart would grow so heavy it would leave me in a pool of tears later. That's when I decided enough was enough. I am a sinner. I lusted, overconsumed, was greedy, lazy, angry, envious, and prideful. Colossians 3:5, therefore put to death what is earthly in you. I began a new journey. The people that would always point out the body faults or spoke negatively of me, I simply stopped doing certain things with. I let go of the events, not the people. I learned to say no thank you. After I loosened my grip on seeking approval from the world, I was able to completely repent and allow God to begin changing my mindset. As I dove deeper into God's word, the spiritual attacks increased. I veered off his path, but God covered me. Although I wandered, God did not let me go too far. My spirit was and is anchored in him. Humbling myself before the Lord, I gave praise and thanksgiving that he never left me nor forsook me. I kept reading, meditating, and praying. After years of repeating the same cycle of ups and downs, I finally learned to yield to God's way and learned my truth. If I desired a different outcome, I needed to change my approach. The Holy Spirit revealed what my weaknesses and strengths were. I can say no thank you with authority and not apologize for protecting what is within me. Fasting helps control my flesh, my sinful tendencies, and not allow temptations to direct my thoughts and actions. I know my truth. I avoid my sinful tendencies, and when I cannot, I quickly ask the Holy Spirit to intervene. My help comes from the Lord. I reached the end of me to get closer to God. Jesus took off my chains. I did things afraid. I continue to do things obediently fearful. I stand with the Lord in front of me. My mustard seed faith was increased so I can sow into others by sharing my testimony.